Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
So over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Read the email from the pissed off Chris. I am protesting who's cooler. There's no rules.
Yeah, there is a rule.
It's what Tyler thinks.
Tyler rules.
Yeah. As a listener, where do my 2 cents count?
Nothing.
I know it's not much, but 2 cents is 2 cents. Tyler, believe it or not, it's not all about you.
Yeah, in this case it is.
Puss is cooler than all you guys, because I said
whoa,
so.
Whoa.
See how dumb that sounds?
See?
No, he's finish
see?
It.
Cause it. He continues. It makes no sense, does it?
Oh, okay.
But I still need something to go on.
Sorry, Chris. Yes, it is about me, and I do judge what's cooler.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Or who's cooler, whatever.
Economics.
And what's cooler. It can be. It can be what's cooler eventually,
right.
Yeah.
You know, you can get...
And sorry, Chris, I have the job here. You don't.
Three or four different scientists who are economists, and they can completely disagree, but it's still called a science.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just relying on Tyler... for the scientist of cool here.
Right.
I mean, science is what I think is the rule.
That's just how it
there
is.
There you go.
Play your own game who's cooler, Chris. I don't care.
That's how it's going to be.
Jesus.
Right, hang on. We got
Hater.
Candace here, who got married at the age of 14. Was that in Kansas?
I was married at 15, but yes, it was actually in Wichita, Kansas.
No, okay. I don't want to even ask you because I hate to be rude, but because you don't ask a lady her age, how old are you now?
I am 34 now.
Oh, so you're pretty young. So you got married 20 years ago or 15 years ago?
Yes.
Were you pregnant? 19-ish.
I actually was pregnant at 15, and I had a son at 19 or at 14, and I had a son at 15.
Okay. Are you still with the guy?
No. Okay. No.
Yeah. Now, did you get married because you were pregnant, right?
I personally got married because I felt like it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, I kind of...
Because you're pregnant?
Messed up a little bit, yeah. So.
And how old was he?
He was actually 20 when we got together.
Okay. Now, how did you even... I understand 20 and 14 or 15. I see people dating that age. I've heard that. I have no problem with that.
Were you mature for your age?
Well, you had sex. That's it. You got pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, did you have big boobs for 14?
Things like that. I'm going to say yes to both.
Okay. Yes. She did after she got pregnant.
Yeah.
How long did the marriage last?
We were married until I was 19. And we actually got our divorce was official 2 weeks after my 19th birthday.
Okay. So was she involved in the kid's life the rest of the time?
He was for about the first year, and then... he actually got deported shortly later, so...
Oh,
see.
Where was he from?
Not
he
here.
He was from Miguel Alves, Zacatecas.
What'd you say there?
Mexico.
Okay. Oh, Mexico. Got it.
Yeah.
I thought she was just making up a country, right?
No, I'm not.
So I'm guessing you recommend not getting married at that age, even though you're pregnant.
Yeah. Absolutely recommend not getting married at that age.
No, having the baby is your choice, and congratulations. How old's your kid now?
He's actually 19. He's at K-State. He's going to be a surgeon, so it was probably one of the best decisions
of
my life.
Yeah, that's rare. A 15-year-old having a kid that's actually, I'm serious, usually That's cool, man. His mom's only 34. He must be popular with his buds, right?
Right. His dad got deported. His dad got deported.
Do you go visit him in school and people think you're a co-ed?
Yeah, we get all the time. Actually, when I bought him his first car, they asked if we were married.
Oh, that had to creep him out. All right, thanks for the story. Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
All right, thank you, Candace.
My mom's 34. Holy crap.
Hey.
You two, brother and sister. They probably get that a lot.
Speaking of, there's a soccer chick banged a bunch of soccer players. See that? She's overage. That's in the, check it out.
Oh, I did. I think I did
saw the mugshot.
Story.
She's pretty,
I'll go get it and grit it.
She tagged the whole team, even the goalie, it looked like.
It was at like 3 to 7 dudes?
Guys from a hot soccer team. Yeah.
Oh, it's like the, no, but she's older.
She was older, yeah. Yeah. I don't know what her position was, yeah.
Every school had a cheerleader who took care of the whole offense.
No, this
line.
Is this girl was busted.
Yeah.
This girl's busted. It was the illegal thing.
In fact, I think we heard that about Britney Spears at one time and Rod Stewart. Took care of the whole soccer team. We heard that urban
not the
legend,
soccer,
too.
No, he didn't.
He was also the one that inserted the gerbil in Richard Gere.
He didn't do that. I don't think he was actually involved in that
myth.
He
had a lot of urban legends going on at the same time.
You made that myth up there.
I may have.
That part. You combined two myths and made it up.
Well, Snopes it. Right. And see if it's true or not.
What you can't Snopes is who's cooler. I'm the decider.
Stephen Hawking has passed away. 79 players had the 76-year-old in our den pool. Mm-hmm. They include but are not limited to Ivan. Here's 5. Now let me touch it. I make waffles. Gets a hit.
Yes, you do.
As does Jesus H. Christ and Loretta Swit. Lou Holtz, House of Nuru, gets a hit. Manscaped Hemorrhage gets a hit. As does Masticating Cornhole. No, Masticating Corn Hole with a W.
Okay.
So a whole corn, Masticating Corn Hole.
What was the one previous to that? Because that was
Manscaped Hemorrhage.
Yeah, that was an unpleasant image.
Right.
It totally is, man. Don't get too close.
Mr. Slippy Fist gets a hit. My boobs are real.
Say it loud and proud,
yes,
Craig.
Yes, they are.
Prove it, Craig.
They are.
Todd just asked a 14-year-old if her boobs were big. Yeah. Oh, she's 34.
Yeah, that was weird.
She's 34 now.
Were your boobs big when you were 14?
Yeah. Can you send me a picture? Prove it.
My biological parents get a hit.
Happy International
and
Women's
they're both
Month,
dead.
By the way.
Yeah.
Sir. So they would know.
Respect.
Polaroiding my dink last night gets a hit. As does Puss's Moist Dilly Dilly.
Oh, there you go, Petey.
I'm moist.
Dilly Dilly.
And we would play Who's Older, but they are the same age. Michael Caine and Quincy Jones sharing a birthday today.
75.
No, they're in their 80s.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, oh, really?
Big time. Yeah.
Quincy's making the rounds. 87?
85.
85.
Who's banged more starlets?
That's Quincy Jones.
Right, probably Quincy. Yeah, but probably Quincy. Michael's been married for Michael married that woman from The Man Who Would Be King.
Oh, okay.
Great movie. He's been with her since then, but he was a stud back in the day.
He may have had his heyday there, too.
Google will stop accepting ads for anything about cryptocurrencies. That it will include initial coin offerings, wallets, trading advice. The ban takes effect in June, so get your bad info in before then.
Now, I didn't watch the John Oliver bit, but you said that John Oliver says why we should not ignore Bitcoin. Does he make a case for it?
No.
I haven't watched the John Oliver.
I watched it, and he basically lays it out as, look, sometimes these, you know, you just never know where technology is going to go.
Where it starts.
It might take off. It might not.
Yeah, but exercise a lot of caution.
Well, he basically just says, understand, you're not investing, you're gambling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's anything in the stock market. It's basically a stock market then, right? Yeah.
Well, no. The stock market is
more... It's a little bit more...
Yeah.
Regulated.
A little more regulated. A little more mainstream.
Nowadays, right. Oh, of course.
Any jackass with a computer can make his own cryptocurrency and charge you to buy into it.
That's like playing a game of who's cooler.
Yes. Right. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason.
Mostly unregulated and has set off a huge number of scams, they say.
Yeah, and they also made the point, you know, like these pump and dump things where they pump, right. And it's something that with the stock market is completely illegal.
Right.
But with these things, you can get away with it.
They can.
Yeah.
Pump up the price and dump it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They'll talk it up, get everybody to buy it up.
I thought we were talking about boobs again, you know, breastfeeding is pump and dump.
Yeah, the
too.
Message I got out of that is to exercise extreme caution. Yeah. And then I took it a step further and just said that to avoid it entirely.
Right.
Yeah.
That's extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it's like gambling. Don't risk any more than you can afford to lose. So I went, all right, all right. None. That'd make it zero.
Right. A first-of-its-kind study on the effects of legal marijuana.
No, can't do that, Craig.
As opposed to the effects of illegal marijuana.
Yeah. Yes.
Because what I'm smoking right now is currently, well, it was legal.
Is it as strong as legal stuff?
Over like 500 miles away, it's legal. But here, it's not.
You pointed the wrong way.
So, no, I'm pointing the right way.
Where are we sitting? Oh, you did point the right way.
Yeah,
you're right.
I pointed to the west.
That's the first time I realized you actually point west.
So are you telling me once marijuana?
I always thought you pointed south.
Leaves,
you face south.
Yeah, I point south, right.
So once the marijuana leaves
my whole
California,
world, my whole perception.
Leaves Colorado, leaves Oregon, leaves Washington, it becomes different?
Yes, can't you tell?
The results are different?
Yes. It looks different.
Illegal weed.
It tastes different.
Instead of legal weed.
It smells different. When you pass the border.
Yeah, I guess I've never noticed that. I'll have to pay more attention next time.
First of its kind study on the effects of legal marijuana contends that there are fewer negative effects than opponents may claim. Stunning.
No.
The study by the Institute of Cannabis Research at Colorado State University Pueblo was presented to Pueblo County Commissioners. The study concludes that adult use of marijuana has increased since it was made legal in Colorado and says that the confusing state and federal laws have put more pressure on law enforcement. The study finds that marijuana sales have had a positive economic impact and have not led to increased homelessness or increased usage by high school students.
What is weed?
Well, I just don't believe it.
The study focused solely on legal cannabis in Pueblo County. It looked at poverty, homelessness, social work, education, crime, and the causes of all those in connection to legal marijuana.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight! Woo!
They say that marijuana sales netted some $35 million for the Pueblo area in 2016. That is after factoring in any marijuana-related increase in costs that they have. Researchers also heard that some homeless people may be drawn to Pueblo for the legal weed, but they say that the homeless problem is much more complicated than that. The recent increases due more to rising housing and utility costs. They say crime has increased in Pueblo since legalization, but that's likely due to an increase in population.
Oh, hey, listen, try this.
Combined with the decrease.
I told my weed guy to step it up and he gave me that.
What is it?
It's called Mind Rape. It's actually pretty mellow.
Doesn't sound very mellow.
Well, he only had three other batches. Gorilla Panic, They're Coming, and something called This Is Permanent. Come on, spark it up.
Spark it up.
I went.
Crime has increased, Gorilla Panic, man. But that's probably because of an increase in population, and that is combined with a decrease in law enforcement officers. That is not weed's fault.
No, it's because Pueblo is an asshole.
Yeah, it's one of the...
They've argued
by the way,
that Pueblo has been inundated by migrants since weed has been legalized. They found no direct, quantifiable evidence to support that.
It's one of the top 20 assholes in the country.
Yeah.
I saw that. I've
been through there.
Yeah.
I can... They've earned that.
Pueblo.
Hey, what's this? A dickweed convention?
There you go.
I believe it's the home of the Colorado State Fair.
Yeah.
Which is a fitting place to put the State Fair. You should put the State Fair... in whatever asshole your state has.
Craig, it doesn't matter what the studies say about weed. It's Big Pharma controls everybody, and they will shoot it down.
And
certain politicians will say it's bad as they go drink scotch and suck face with a lobbyist. You know?
And you could plop that report down in front of Beauregard.
Yep.
And he'd say, well,
I don't believe it.
I'll just let the president read it.
Right.
And then we go forward it to an illiterate guy.
Sessions is still pissed off about weed. He's still pissed off.
They say that when compared to other similar communities in states where cannabis is not legal in any form, Pueblo appears to be doing better on a number of measures. Overall, the positive changes, such as increasing real estate values, higher income per capita, more construction spending, may be attributed to legalization. However, it's very likely that these changes are the result of an overall economic expansion and the economy continues to recover from the Great Recession.
Consequential evidence. No way.
So
no, coal brings back communities.
That's
not
right. Right there.
Yeah. And crime. Coal and crime.
Coal and crime bring back
communities. What brings it back?
Is an example of another great Trump victory.
Should we smoke some pot to celebrate?
Yes.
Yep. Yep. For sure.
Let's do that. TJ Miller in the studio in May, right?
Yeah, Colleen said that. Yeah, he is coming back.
Looking forward to that. Mark Lundholm a little bit later on this morning, too.
Coop.
He won't partake.
Should we smoke some pot to celebrate?
He'll say no.
Yep.
We won't.
Yeah, Buzzkill. Here's a former Pueblo resident.
Gorilla Panic.
Confirming.
We just said a lot of good things about Pueblo, but it is one of the crappiest cities in the country, according to some other list. So
yeah, but it would be even worse.
There was no weed.
If it weren't for the weed.
Right, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, man.
That's true.
My buddy purchased some property, because that's what he does. Mm-hmm. That's his living in Trinidad, Colorado, which used to be kind of an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, it's booming for some reason. And the weed shops is one reason. They're employing a lot of people. There are three areas of town where it's okay to put up weed shops, and they are, you know, back to back to back. And that's actually
what's going
to
fight it, man.
One of the things that's bringing that town back.
Right. Good for them. Good for them.
How much weed was flying around that set?
A lot.
There you go. Fred Willard.
Oh, nice.
Every time you leave home for an extended period of time, days that is, some people find themselves completely unable to go to the bathroom.
You know, I've heard that, and I've known guys that do that on golf trips and stuff like that. Guys are 4 or 5 days in.
They can only poop at home.
Now. Yeah, I can go. I'll go a day maybe, but eventually, you know, I can relax. Relax in any bathroom.
I've suffered the consequences of you having this issue.
Yeah, where were
you? I remember a road trip back.
Oh, back, yeah.
And
but that's a quick weekend.
Yeah.
But I know you're talking about extended period of time. I know guys that have trouble too. Is it what? They just don't like the surroundings?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either, because I can poop anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently that's pretty common.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Apparently it's pretty common, according to a gastroenterologist.
What? It's got to be mental.
Moron.
Dr. David Poppers.
Poppers.
He gave Men's Health some advice on staying as regular as possible when you travel away from home. Apparently, stress can help keep you constipated.
Bind you up.
Well, that and just, you know, you're changing up your routine.
Yeah, but a lot of times you're on vacation, so you're partying, drinking, eating. You're going to poop.
I often get off to a bad start because I'll leave early in the morning, like before I'm ready, and then it just never happens.
That's part
3 days later, like, oh, man.
And when you're crossing time zones, that makes a difference.
Yeah. They say that relaxation techniques like yoga and mindfulness can help.
I got time for that on vacation, man.
Yoga
and mindfulness on vacation?
Come on, man.
Yes, especially on vacation.
Oh, man. You're in a hotel room with only one bathroom. There's somebody in there doing yoga trying to get ready. He's like, come on. I got to go.
Apparently constipation can happen because you're eating and drinking differently on vacation. Yep. Fiber intake can change when one is traveling.
Yoga make you poop, Todd?
No, but I think they're talking about your routine.
I mean, can yoga make you poop, though?
Well, it just helps you relax.
A lack of fluids can affect your schedule. Because in many cases, it's altering the consumption of alcohol and caffeine.
Does this work?
And those beverages can be dehydrating and affect the regularity of bowel movements.
Yeah. This is what you need right here.
Does this work like you're turning on a faucet and you got to pee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
You did this about a week ago.
You had to go?
No, a lot of people on the email. They were... they couldn't run into work fast enough.
Right.
I'm moist.
Your sound effects right now are twisting abdomens all over the empire.
I like to do it. Until Chris and Needles, by the way, that's me. It is about me here. I play the fart sound effects too.
Although
when I want to.
He votes for Petey.
Yep.
Lack of sleep can affect your health when you travel. Your circadian rhythm has a dramatic effect on your ability to poop on schedule. So if you change your body's clock or your circadian rhythm, that can be an issue.
There you go. What Grateful Dead song is that where they mention your circadian rhythm?
It's all of them. Sugar Magnolia, maybe?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't have to, and now I have to.
Yeah.
Yep. It's happened.
This is better than any laxative. This should be on the top of your travel CD list. Get this one.
Well, somebody's got to make an app. There should be an app for this.
The crap. Just call it the crap.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah,
CRAPP.
There's a calming app now they're advertising. You can download that. It's rain and white noise and stuff like that.
Mindfulness.
In case you can't fall asleep.
Mindfulness.
This will help you fall asleep.
But if you want to eliminate the constipation.
Your rectum.
The vacation constipation. That's your answer right there.
I'm just trying to take us to the break.
I think there's plenty of people just say, go! Go to the break!
No, we're like, you know the show. We do stuff overboard. Just when you think we're going to stop, we don't.
Go harder.
16 seconds.
This does sound good in the car, too, if you've ever
does
wondered.
It really?
It's not just good in the headphones. In the car, it's effective as well, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it works well over any form of speaker.
Yes.
Rock and roll. A little sports coming up with Petey. By the way, we only have one hopper in this room, too, in this building. So
why do I feel like I have a seat warmer on all of a sudden?
It's starting to feel warm. That day. Yeah. Mark along home later on. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.